Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith to Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. In this 15-minute segment of empowerment, we're going to encourage you in your walk, in your faith, in your process, in your trust. And we pray that as we are doing so, that you are encouraged to continue to trust God, to believe Him, to see His demonstration in your life, to be the light that He's called you to be, and to also grow continually in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because as he reveals Himself to you and you grow in Him, you become more and more like Him, maturing in your walk of faith, growing in your word life, your truth, your trust in your everyday life. And as God shows up in your everyday life, you're able to prove that which is good and perfect, which is His perfect will for your life. We have been studying in the last 3 weeks an unlikely place of blessings, and we're going to continue today in that process of an unlikely place of blessings. Last time we studied the book of Esther, and we saw how she was unlikely chosen by God, but she was chosen by God, but in an unlikely position, given a blessing that not only benefited her, but Mordecai and the whole nation of Israel. So sometimes God will use people who we don't even understand or even know and give unlikely blessings because He's just that good. We're going to talk again about Joseph in the book of Genesis, looking at the 37th chapter of Genesis, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I want you to understand something. When we talk about Joseph and Joseph anointing and a Joseph blessing and a Joseph release and the administrative anointing of Joseph, we talk about that endowment. Many of us shout and we celebrate and we are excited about that, but we don't completely understand what that Joseph anointing is. A Joseph blessing is a place of a complete trust and reliance on God. It is a place where you lose all of your resources and you have to depend solely on God. Joseph had to trust God with his life and welfare in an unlikely place where he did not know the outcome or did not know what would happen to him, but he relied and depended solely on the fact that God was faithful and that God himself, who showed him these dreams, was going to do something in his life, even though he may not understood what was going to take place in between time. He had to trust God. He had to know that that God himself was going to do something for him and that God himself was going to make the outcome that he was unsure of in his favor. And Joseph's father's house, you have to understand this, Joseph always had Jacob's protection. He always had Jacob's voice or Jacob's authority over his brothers. Even though he knew his brothers didn't like him, that they were jealous of him, that they didn't speak kindly to him, that they themselves hated him, he always had the confidence of knowing that there was a line there that this, his brothers were not going to cross, that there was a line there that from harm. Daddy was that line for his brothers not to cross. Daddy was that line to keep them away from him, so to speak. But here the line is taken away. What do you do when the line of what kept an enemy away or enemies away is taken from you? What do you do? How do you react? How do you respond? Well, you have to respond like Joseph, even though he's in this place of betrayal. To think about being betrayed by his brothers in such a magnitude, these are the same brothers of his house, of his household, of his father's lineage. And even though they are older than him, there's still something that says that family would not do this. Family will not disregard you in such a way or treat you with such distinct or disrespect. So we see here that he has that shock, that shocker that has to take place. But when he gets the shocker, he has to go back to the place where now the daddy's line is gone, the daddy's protection is gone. I've got to rely solely on the God of heaven who knows me and who called me and who anointed me and gave me these dreams. He's got to learn how to trust God and walk with him in a deeper confidence, deeper obedience, knowing that the God who told him and showed him these dreams and the God that is concerned about his life will bring everything that he showed him to pass, even when he's in an unlikely place, even when he's in an unfamiliar place. We have to do the same thing. If we're saying, God, give me that Joseph anointing, that administrative anointing, that blessing or release or that knowledge or that information or wisdom to stand before people and give them your wisdom, your knowledge, your instruction, there is an anointing that flows under that Joseph lineage that we can get and receive. But you're not going to just get it because you asked for it. You're going to be qualified for it. You're going to be qualified for it. So you're going to have to go through some things that's going to qualify you. That favor on your life, that favor that you're speaking about, that favor is going to bring you a place of being hated and being made, people are going to be jealous of you. They're not going to talk like good conversations about you. They're not going to talk favorably about you. They're going to do things where they try to put you in a pit. And that could be with the pit of their words or their actions or their deeds or their motives. They're going to put you in a place where it looks like you're in a place where you're going to be lied on, and you've got to outlive the lie. You've got to outlive the pit. You've got to outlive the prison, whether that prison is an emotional prison, a prison of the physical where you're being hit in your body, a prison of finances, a prison of relational things, maybe in your home, your marriage, your children, your in-laws, your family members, your sisters, your brothers, whatever it is, you've got to go through this thing confidently relying on God, and it's going to look as if God is not there. It's going to look as if everything else is against you and God is far from you, but you're going to have to know in your knower, like Joseph, even in the midst of what it seems unlikely, that favor is still on my life, because what should have happened and could have happened did not happen. That the hand of God is still orchestrating and doing some things because I'm not dead. But I'm not dead. I'm still here. I'm still here. You have got to say with confidence, through fear, through doubt, through the circumstance, through everything that's hitting your life, you've got to say, and know this for surety, you've got to say, and we know, but put your name there, and I know that all things, all of this that I'm facing, all of this that I'm doing, all of this that I'm walking through, all of this that's happening in my life is going to work together for my good. I shall live. I'm not dying here in this place. I'm not dying in this circumstance. I'm not dying with this adversary against me. I'm not dying here in this desert. I'm not dying in this pit. I'm not dying in this lie. I'm not dying in this prison. And I don't care what this prison is. I'm not dying here. I will live. I will declare, make known, speak of, talk about, sing about, praise about, shout about, dance about, testify about, worship about. I will testify of the goodness and the greatness of and the faithfulness of my God, knowing that He and He alone has done this in my life, that I'm going to do this in the land of the living. That means I'm not going anywhere. Even though the shadows of death are trying to embrace me, God is going to rebuke all forms of death off of my life. I'm not dying here. You're not going to kill me here. The circumstance is not going to kill me, but it's being turned around for the glory of God, and I will live out my purpose. I will live out my destiny. I will live out what I've been called to do, and I will do it thriving to the goodness of the Lord, thriving in the success that God has given me through His goodness. I'm going to do it through that. I'm not doing it of my own self, of my own strength, but I have grown to a place where I am confidently trusting the God who gave me the dream, who showed me where I was and where I was going and who I am in Him and what He's going to do in my life. When you start talking about a Joseph anointing and a Joseph blessing, you're talking about, God, I'm getting ready to trust you to take me through some things that I never in my life thought I'd ever go through. But I've got to confidently depend on you and know that you are faithful and that you're going to bring me out, and I'm coming out with greater and more. And I'm not coming out for my own self or for my own motives. I'm coming out because you would allow me to be the blessing to many generations, to touch many lives. That favor is not just for me. Even though I might enjoy some of the benefits of it, it is so I can reach and
touch many lives so that it will be a blessing to others. That's what kind of anointing, a Joseph anointing is. It is so that many lives will be saved. Many lives will be touched. Many lives will know the God that you serve. Many lives, I don't care if they're pagan worshipers, even Pharaoh understood that Joseph's God was with him. Even Pharaoh understood that God was with Joseph. He may not have understood the God of Joseph, but he might not have understood everything, but he knew that his God was greater than him, and he did not mess with him. God will orchestrate something that even if they serve another God, they will know that your God is perfect. But you've got to go through the process. You've got to go through the process of what Joseph endured. And it may not be in the same fashion or the same form, but you're going to go through something to let you know that you have to confidently trust in God and know that he's faithful to do what he promised, to do what he said. And we see this. When we look at the book of Genesis, in the 37th chapter of Genesis, we're seeing here what's going on. When his brothers decided that they were going to throw him in the pit, they were taking his inheritance. They were taking his ability to have or receive an inheritance. The enemy wants to take your inheritance. He wants to take what God has promised you. And he thinks because he's put you in a pit and he sells you, that's going to happen. He's going to try, but it's not going to work because God has already ordained an inheritance for you that's greater than your natural father's name. There was an inheritance that belonged to Joseph through his father, through his natural father. And to be sold into slavery meant that he lost his heritage. It was the same way with Abraham. When God told him to leave his father's house, he was leaving everything that was going to come through his father's name. God was making him leave that so he could give him a blessing beyond his father's name. So it was the same way with Joseph. God was causing him through his brother's action to lose an inheritance that was limited because it was only limited to what he had there, what he could see, and what his father could give him. But God was giving him an inheritance on an international level because he was going to save lives internationally because they all were going to come to Egypt for their blessing, for their life source, for their release, and they were going to be saved by him. So the blessing that God gave him was beyond his father's name. It was in the name of the Lord that he was placed there, put there, and it was in the name of the Lord that he was going to succeed. So even though the enemy tries to steal your inheritance, he cannot steal what God has already ordained for your life in the spirit or in the natural. This is already done. This is beyond your father's, your natural father's limitations. This is beyond his name or his clout. This is beyond his possessions. God is going to give you something that is an everlasting blessing, that it's going to be a blessing to everyone you come in contact with and every nation that you reach, that everything that you do, it shall prosper and show and demonstrate the manifestation of his power, of his authority, of his love, of his favor, of his blessings, of his wealth, of his riches, and it's going to be for his glory. You have to understand that Joseph anointing is more than what you think. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you great, but the favor with that, that comes with that, it's going to be more than when your mind can comprehend. And you've got to speak the word over yourself, knowing that as you go through this process of a Joseph place, you're not going to die there. You're going to live and declare some great things. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. We'll not be with you on tomorrow. My son is going to be married soon on Saturday, so I'm going to be in preparation with the wedding. But we'll be back next week for another episode, 15-Minute Empowerment for Favor Life. Be blessed. Have a wonderful worship experience this weekend, and know that God is Lord and he's in control of your life. Have a blessed day.